Yeah, it's quite a difficult one, and because a lot of people necessarily wouldn't know what it is, you make some of the symptoms or the things you're dealing with more difficult. So, like on a day-to-day basis, when you're having a flare-up, you can have awful symptoms like extreme diarrhea, vomiting, stomach ulcers, and then I get a lot of inflammation in joints. So things like training is definitely out the window, but even just walking around, you're in constant pain and the exhaustion that comes with it. So, and again, that's kind of maybe at its worst, but you do get bouts of then remission where, you know, the symptoms are much kind of more controlled than that. But I guess the nasty side of Crohn's disease is that it can show up anywhere. So you think you have everything under control, you've managed your diet, you're taking your medication, you're doing all the right things, and there's just out of the blue, it can just show up and just interfere with just your day-to-day life. So yeah, it is quite a difficult one, and it can, like, obviously as an athlete then it plays havoc every now and again with my kind of competition and training schedule, but at the minute luckily things are good.
Okay, and I know this campaign that's underway at the moment, which you're very much supporting, the Travel with IBD Ireland campaign. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? And I know Cork Airport is now the first to come on board, but can you just tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so like to me, it's one of the best campaigns. I'm delighted to be involved in it in any capacity. But the ISCC started this some time back, I think back in May. And what happened was they wanted to promote, I guess, different signage on accessible toilets, and they've asked all the major travel hubs in Ireland, like all the airports, rail and bus stations, to take on board this new signage. And 5,500 people or thereabouts all sent emails to the heads of these travel hubs to ask and support that this kind of initiative be taken on board. So I guess the signs kind of will look a little bit different to what's currently on an accessible toilet, and they'll all have the tagline that not every disability is visible. So really what it does is maybe change the mindset of the general public who wouldn't necessarily know what this is. I mean, when I was diagnosed, I hadn't a clue what Crohn's disease was. So it's to try and kind of maybe just change mindsets, because there is that little bit of stigma. I mean, I've had to rush in an emergency situation to use the disabled toilet, and, you know, you get an awful lot of grief for it. And with a disease, I guess, that's triggered even more by stressful situations, it's the last thing you need to be able to do is have a conversation about it in those kinds of emergencies. So I guess back to the campaign, it's aimed at kind of creating that awareness and asking different major travel hubs to take on board this signage.